And welcome once again. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio.
Thank you.
And welcome back. Welcome, shalom and namaste. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And that was a sample from DJ Scalar's track. And I bring him up every week. If you are not up on DJ Scalar's music, you need to be. Check out scalar-e.com. All his mixes are downloadable for free. And this DJ, this guy is amazing. He uses scalar energy fields in his music, in his electronic music, and it is something else. It just makes you feel good. DJ Scalar is also going to be joining me next week on Friday for an interview as well, so we're looking forward to that. And you're tuned in, like I said, to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night, where you can hear the colors and see the music. Tonight we have a very special guest who's going to be joining me a little later in the show. And her name is Sherry. She is also a wonderful, wonderful being of light, a light worker. She's a psychic, a tarot card reader, a singer, songwriter, musician. And she'll be joining us later on the show to talk about some of the events and other things. And also towards the end of the show, we'll be taking some calls. So if you have any questions for me or for Sherry or a comment or a concern, give us a call up. You can go to bbsradio.com. and get the toll-free number on the website for the radio station. So first, let's go into last week. We tried broadcasting live from the British Virgin Islands. We had some technical difficulties, but we did do a huge event out there. We did a Thanksgiving event where we fed 415 people. They do it every year, and they do it to help and feed the people that cannot always feed themselves. So it was the 10th year up and going, and the person who put it on was my father. So I want to give a big shout out to him and to all the people in Coral Bay, and what a wonderful, wonderful event it was. And while I was there, I was fortunate enough to meet two little beings of light, Draven and Nyoma. And while I was there, I was able to spend some time with them and do some interviews, which I'm going to try to get them on the show in a week or so to hear the message of truth through them. Because as we all know, anyone usually who is under the age of 12 that is a being of light only speaks of truth. And this is the time where we need to listen to our leaders, because they are. And they speak of light and love. And it's good to hear the message directly from them. So I'm going to try to get them on the show in a week or so and hear some more light and love from them. While I was also down there, I had some amazing experiences, and just the synchronicities just keep getting so fast these days, and so many things are happening in the world, so many things are speeding up, that if people don't see the writing on the wall, then they're probably going to stay asleep, because if you can't get the picture by now of things are coming and things are changing, well, let me go over the news for you. Going over the news in the last couple days, we have the coldest it's ever been in 222 years in Norway. We also had a record cold in Denmark yesterday, the worst in 131 years. Buffalo, New York, for all my friends out in the big city in New York City, get ready for 2 feet of snow, as well as the UK has been covered in snow for the second hard-hit winter. In fact, the entire roadways and rail systems has been shut down all the way from Cornwall to Scotland, as well as Sweden is bracing for a record freeze. Stockholm is experiencing its coldest seasonal temperature in over 100 years, as well as cold snap continues to disrupt travel in Ireland. A snowstorm is also getting ready to hit NYC tomorrow. So, all my friends out in NYC and in the surrounding areas, brace yourself for a blizzard. They're expecting 9 inches of snow tomorrow and over the weekend. Also, throughout the world, I read today that in the Jordan Times that there's freezing temperatures and blinding snowfall that killed 12 people or more, and all over Northern Europe. Along with that, we have floods in Northern Europe, devastating parts of the Balkans, Bosnia, Serbia, and Montenegro. They've been evacuating hundreds of people, and after heavy rainfall, there has been numerous people missing and 12 people that have been pronounced dead so far. All this the worst in over 100 years for over people in the UK. Now over to China. China. Early snow in China triggers a huge, huge evacuation. 40 days earlier than its usual snowfall, China has been hit with a huge snowstorm, and they've been evacuating people. It's actually disrupting and cut off over 50,000 people in a province in China. I mention all these different things and all these different weather events because these are the signs for me. These are the signs that Mother Earth is changing, the times are changing, ascension is closer, and these things are real. If you look at the pieces of the puzzle and you have a picture of what the puzzle looks like, it's easier to put it all together. The problem is that no one these days is showing anybody the real picture. And that's what we hope to bring here on Starseed Energy Radio. The knowledge and information that will help our transition to be easier. All these different news sources and different outlets are all pouring out this information, and most people just read it and don't pay anything to it, don't pay mind to it. But these are facts. These are real events. These are things. It's been record-breaking temperatures all over the world. There's been floods, tsunamis recently, volcanoes. And all these things are increasing. All these things are giving us of more troubled times ahead. But it's nothing to fear. These are times of great joy. I'm excited for the times ahead. And most of the people in my circle are too. These are the times that we have come here to experience. We chose to be here to experience these times. So there's not fear in what lies ahead, but more of a understanding and being a part of something that we can't even imagine. And that's exciting to me. That's exciting to all of us. So all these different news things, don't take this as it's bad, the world's ending. The world's changing. The world's evolving. And guess what? We're all part of it. And that to me is exciting. It's amazing. It's the greatest story of our kind. And I am happy and excited to be thrilled with it and be a part of it. And all the people in my inner circle and all the people listening to be a part of it as well. Because that's who we are and that's why we came here. Also in the news, and this is really cool stuff, and I don't know if some people caught it or not, but about 2 weeks ago we had a mysterious LA missile fired. And the next day on the news, I saw a Lady Barbara, who is a channel for the Palladians, on the news and explain what she believes is the reason why the missile happened and why and what happened and the reasons behind it. Now, initially, when I first heard her speak, it didn't hit me until afterwards, but it made sense to me. And I'll explain to you why a little later on when Sherry's online. We're going to talk about this because these are the signs of disclosure is coming near. When you have a major news outlet, which is controlled and filtered by our government, put someone on the news that channels the Palladians and tells us that the Palladians shot down a missile, that is big. It's huge. NASA announcing its ET findings, even though it was bacteria, is huge. And we're going to talk and discuss that a little bit more with Sherry when we come back. And the other thing I'd like to discuss is October 13th. That was the Galactic Federation of Light showing over 50 major cities all over the world, five in the U.S., their presence, which was documented and written and foretold by a NORAD general who wrote a book years ago who said October 13th, 2010, the Galactic Federation of Light will reveal themselves over 50 major cities, and they did. It was on the news. I had friends call me from New York and tell me about it. That is exciting. All these events are leading up to the big picture. So get ready because disclosure is not too far away. So coming up is another track from my compilation, Awakening. This is track number 8. And I'll play this next track. And when we come back, we're going to have Sherry on the line. We're going to talk about some more news events, get into a little bit about what she's doing. And take it from there. We'll take some callers after that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this beat, and we'll be back in a few. ¶¶ right, and welcome back. That was track number 8 on the new compilation Awakening that I'll have available for everyone at the end of the month. And joining us now is Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I sure am, Jenna.
Awesome. Sherry, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank
Great.
You for having me on as a guest.
Excellent. So what I want to do is maybe give everyone a brief little bio history on you and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina right now. I'm getting ready to relocate to Asheville in the next couple of weeks. I've been doing psychic work for the past 20 years, doing psychic work, psychic readings with tarot cards and then without. I've done a lot of work like with mediumship as well, with speaking with people that have passed over. And I work with some tarot cards and astrology, numerology, that type of thing. I'm also an ordained reverend with the Sanctuary of the Beloved, which is the Order of Melchizedek. I'm also a Wiccan high priestess, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I've recorded a couple of albums. The last one just released about 6 months ago called Kiss of Eden.
Awesome.
And that's enough to start with, don't you think?
That's enough. That's awesome. So what I wanted to talk to you about and what we discussed a little bit earlier is all these great events that have been happening in the news all around us that to me and you are huge signs of what's to come, which most people don't see the big picture. But let's start with the October 13th sightings. What are your insights and what do you feel about that?
Well, as it was approaching, there was a sense of, I wouldn't call it urgency, but it felt almost like a sense of urgency. There was something in the air, and I had heard about the October 13th predictions that there was going to be disclosure. But of course, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, maybe the government will say something. I really wasn't thinking in terms of sightings, but I felt a lot in the air, and I started receiving a lot of communications from galactic beings and all extraterrestrial beings, alien beings. I started receiving a lot of connections and communications with them and was in dialogue with them, and they were pretty much like, get out and start talking about this now. We are here now, and we're ready to communicate with people more deliberately, more consciously. So I wasn't surprised at all at all the different sightings. I was very excited, and of course I wasn't the least bit affected by the fact that they were called weather balloons and this and that, because mm-hmm. it's just
yeah.
silliness. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I was very excited, and it felt like it was just palatable in the air.
Mm.
Even though people were seeing things and seeing ships, there was still... they are in a different dimensions, and the dimensions are getting closer to us, and they had a presence that was here very strong around that time. And I also want to mention that around the end of October, when you've got, like, Halloween coming up, that
mm-hmm.
the veils are very thin between the worlds naturally. So they chose the time when the veils were very thin naturally to make their presence more known, where multidimensionally we would be more connected.
And this was also talked about as I did research on it when it happened. I actually had friends call me out of New York the next day, you know, that they saw this on the news. And there is a NORAD general who wrote a book years ago who talked about in his book that on October 13th, 2010, the Galactic Federation of Light was going to make a presence. And it happened over 50 major cities. And I have video up on my Facebook and other sites that show all these different, you know, sightings. And it's amazing that it's so powerful that this actually happened. You know, it's a prophecy that I saw happen and a lot of people saw happen. And they need to pay attention to that because the big picture is coming. And it's exciting.
And in a way, it's already here, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
It is here, and we just, you know, it is coming at us, the information and the awakening, the realization that there is life beyond this planet is becoming more and more recognizable, acknowledgeable by different factions, and that are allowing mainstream to really take it in, digest it without fear.
Correct. And that leads us into the NASA announcement, I think it was yesterday. And we talked a little bit about this earlier. And, you know, to most people, they probably look at it and they see, oh, it's bacteria and whatever. But to me and everyone else who I spoke to about it, it's huge because it's putting in everyone's psyche in 3D that it is possible there is life and there's other forms of life and they could thrive on other elements that we weren't even aware of. And I think that's huge. What do you think about that?
Well, it's huge, and the timing of it was not some arbitrary timing. We've got the sightings October 13th. We have people start to really recognize and become more aware and comfortable with it. And then we've got NASA, who has a conference saying that life can, you know, forms of life can exist in other areas of the universe. So it's like building blocks, building on information, building on more information so that people aren't hit with it smack in the face all at once and go into fear mode. Mm. So it looks like that the timing of the conference, right, a few weeks after, a month after the sightings, is very well timed and very well strategized, I believe.
Yeah, and which also falls into in between the NASA on the October 13th, we also had another huge event, which was the LA missile that mysteriously took off from LA and was captured and was broadcasted all over the world in news. And that is huge because of the following day who they had on the news, which was Barbara, who was a channel for the Palladians, and she, you know, was contacted when this was going on, and, you know, from what she says, the Palladians shot it down or took care of it, and that missile, or missiles, because I've heard there was actually a couple of them, were actually meant to start stuff with Iran. And
Let me just say that, in fact, the channel that was talking about it, Barbara Marciniak, is a channel for the Palladians, but the person that I saw the videos, correct me if I'm wrong, her name was Colleen, I believe, Colleen Thomas.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, she was the one that they had the videos on, even though there's a more well-known Palladian channel, but other than this Colleen Thomas, I believe her name is, that spoke of the missiles. And there have been other missiles and other nuclear weapons that have been deactivated by extraterrestrial sources. You know, that's come up in the news, whether it's, you know, underground news or whatever, that have talked about the deactivation of the nuclear weapons, of them moving up the ET ships, coming around the nuclear plants and disarming the nuclear weapons and the nuclear energy and interfering with that. So that's becoming more and more prominent in the news, and now we have it to where nobody can miss it. There's a missile. You can't miss a missile.
Yeah. and that's been happening a lot recently, too. I just heard an interview not too long ago of an Army sergeant who witnessed this himself. The crafts would come in and they'd actually hit like a bolt of lightning and disarm the missiles, and that's been happening all over the country, and that's recently happened too within the last few months. What got me the most?
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say that the reason that they are doing that, they're not doing that for a play of, you know, the ETs are not disarming missiles and such because they're in some war against us, or that it should be a threat in any way, shape, or form to the human race, but it's we and the actions that we take on our planet are going to affect and influence other parts of the cosmos. Mm-hmm. And the Galactic Federation is concerned not only with the human race and the planet Earth, but with the order and peace in the cosmos and what affects us and what we did to destroy ourselves and our atmosphere, and that affects other planets and other systems and other life forms. Yeah.
Then that's galactic law. Galactic law states that no ET can disturb another civilization unless that civilization is going to directly affect outside of their solar system or even in their solar system. Like the Greys and Reptilians, they don't care about galactic law, so they've been, you know, abducting humans and doing what they want to do with the Illuminati regardless. But it's exciting to see the Galactic Federation in recent years has really stepped up their presence because it's getting to that point.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they. It's interesting that they recognize that they know what's going on. So we can really, our intelligence levels need to be humbled a little bit that these ETs know what's going on, know these missiles are being fired off, know what's going on behind the scenes, and can have the awareness of it. So the intelligence of these beings are so much more advanced than us. I know that they want us to be less fearful and less intimidated, and that they're not out to hurt anyone. At least the Galactic Federation, the light beings aren't, and the other faction of the ETs that have been out to control and manipulate have been doing so for millions of years. That's nothing new.
Yeah. What also hit me about the LA missile. Was not what made sense to me was Cliff High. He's the program writer for the Webbot. Came out in 1999, I believe, and that Webbot predicted the 9/11 catastrophes and all these other things. It's pretty accurate, and it predicted on that date that there was going to be a huge event. And the Webbot picked up Iran. It said missiles, and I listened to him on Coast to Coast about a month ago talking about that this huge event was coming on that same Monday that missile shot off. So when I heard it on the news, it right away I thought of Cliff High, the Webbot. I just heard him a month ago saying something huge is going to happen, and it's going to be worse than 9/11. But it didn't happen. And then I saw the next day. That's right. It could have.
The government is saying, well, we don't know what it was. We have no idea what it was. But it wouldn't be dangerous or anything. You know, for them to claim that they don't know what's going to shooting through the air as a missile, it's just it's just ridiculous.
I mean, that's a whole nother topic, but all right, what we're going to do is we're going to take some calls. I'm going to play one more track, and when we come back, we're going to take some calls for some listeners. If you haven't called in before, you can go to the website and get the toll-free number. And Sherry will be joining us. So if you have any questions for me or for Sherry, just hold on, enjoy this next track. And when we come back, we'll take some calls. So Sherry, hold on for a minute, and we'll be back. And again, if you want to call in, it's 888-815-9756. So sit back, relax. And I want to give a shout out and dedicate this song to my father out in the Virgin Islands, because this song reminds me of him, and it might remind a lot of people of some. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this track, and we'll be right back.
Can't do it while I'm thinking of me. Gonna try.
right, and we're back. And that was track number 9 on the compilation Awakening that I put together. And we're back. And Cher, are you still on the line?
I sure am.
Awesome. And we were just talking about the different exciting events that have happened just in the last couple of weeks. And what we want to go into is taking some callers. If you have any questions for me or for Sherry, call in. It's 888-815-9756. And this could be any questions that come to you, comments or concerns or anything like that. Also, what I've noticed lately in the news as well is not only in our news, but I've watched international news. Even international news has been mentioning almost daily about UFO sightings and different things like that, which I have never seen in the news. And this is all recently. And this is all exciting stuff. It's all leading up to full disclosure. Now, I know the NASA thing was just bacteria. And, you know, to a lot of people, they're like, oh, that's just bacteria. But it's really a huge thing. And it's exciting. So it's not what we want, you know, but it's not the disclosure, full disclosure that we want. And, you know, it's coming, but they're stepping stones. And so it's paving the way for, you know, people to comprehend that there is life out there. And they're doing it in little drips and little drabs. So you can, you know, the 3D mind won't explode when full disclosure happens. And what are your thoughts on that, Sherry?
Well, you know, to me, what you're saying is it is leading up to even more events that will take place and more disclosure announcements, but this is all part of the disclosure. And it's little bits and pieces that build us, help us to be more aware or help mainstream 3D to be more aware. And if they hit it all at one time and they came and just announced it or the ships landed, that would just be too much for people, and they would fry over that.
Correct.
So this is a really good way to warm up, give mainstream a little piece at a time, and they can assimilate that and integrate that, and then you can give another piece and then another piece. So I think that it's very well strategized. I believe that the off-planet beings, the ETs, and our governments have decided how they would serve up this information and this awakening to the public without them going into overload. So I believe this is a very well thought-out plan that is trickling down into mainstream. So it's going to be really exciting to see what comes. And hear what comes next, because 2011 is going to be really big.
Yeah, I think also December this month is really big, and astrology and everyone's signs, there's definitely a lot of planets shifting and a lot of things happening in December. So I think December is going to be a very interesting month as well, and as well as 2011.
Venus turned direct, and also Jupiter. So this is just like a huge Jupiter expands everything and amplifies things and brings things to our attention. So the planets are making way, and they're just lined up for things to be exposed in a big way, to where you can't miss it. You can't turn the other way. You have to look at it.
Yeah, and with all these events leading up to it, with the news and all these different things, I mean, it's huge. People don't realize it, but it's huge. And I've been seeing it all over the news lately. They're talking about ETs. They're talking about these things very frequently, almost daily. I notice at least once a day in one news source outlet somewhere. I was actually listening to a broadcast in China about a month ago, and they had an entire village disappear Xian province. And the lady in the news says that this entire village disappeared, and that the people reported seeing signs of big salamanders. Now, to me, I know what she was talking about, but that blew me away that they're even on the news talking about an entire city that disappeared, and the people cited salamanders, which to me were reptilians, but call them what you will. And that was huge. And that was reported by Yahoo, you know, News. And that was huge that they even said something like that. So this is exciting stuff.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to this country, you know, you got to look at that international news, because they really do give out more information.
Absolutely. And all right, so we're going to take our first caller. We have Holly, and she's calling from the middle of nowhere in Georgia. So, Holly, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Yeah, I was listening to the thing about the salamanders, which is amazing. I mean, I've read like a lot of Barbara Marciniak's books, and she talks about that, the reptilians and all that sort of thing. But what I was going to say is I have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. My 3-year-old today, we're driving in the car, and she says to me, "Look, Mommy, at all the spaceships in the sky." And I looked over, and the sky was like those little like clumps of clouds. So it looked like a bunch of little circles all together. And then in the middle of all that, there was almost like an opening with a prism. You know, you could see kind of a bit of a rainbow. It wasn't raining or anything. It was amazing. But this week, you know, and I work from home, and when I'm working, I've got movies on and things for her. I mean, it's like multiple, like, messages. I mean, she's watching Dora online. They're talking about, like, a little creature's got to go back to his spaceship. This stuff is, like, on the internet. It's kids' shows. I have a movie called Chicken Little. If you guys have not seen that, you have to see it. Like, who made this movie? I think it's Disney. It is all about, like, spaceships, the sky is falling, that sort of thing. But anyway, I called in because I kind of want, like, a reading. I really want a reading.
As you
want a personal reading. So, but I wanted to note that, you know, because, like, I mean, I talk about things like this, but it's in passing, and my children will, like, notice it and stuff. And she's watching stuff about this. This is Disney, you know. I mean, my kid is watching stuff about this. We go driving down the road. She notices the clouds. I don't think my child has ever said anything about the clouds, and she's 3 years old.
Yeah, the signs are everywhere, and she you know, they're so in touch, and they're so blessed, the younger ones, the crystalline and indigos. She might have seen it. You know, to us, they're all decloaked, and they're not allowed to show themselves, but to them, you know, she might have seen it. I wouldn't be surprised. Did you have a question for Sherry?
I guess I've been in, like, major transition this year. Since December last year, surplus from a corporate job, started doing my healing work, you know, that sort of thing, totaled my luxury vehicle. Now I'm shopping at Walmart versus Nordstrom, so you can only guess my years, like, taking a total toll. So I'm definitely, like, I'm not happy where I'm at. I made a sudden move because I actually used to live in Florida. I made a sudden move up here to transition last year. I'm definitely not satisfied with this place. I'm drawn into the energy of Asheville. And I'm just kind of curious if you have any feelings inside.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm definitely seeing the move. A move and a new, like, a whole new chapter in your life, a whole new cycle. And it's showing that you made a soul decision to focus more on the things that are important to you, your children, the things that matter, the things that really matter, love, your family, spiritual matters, your healing work. You made a decision to follow your heart. So all the things that are happening, including totaling your car, are like, I am leaving this paradigm. And I'm shifting into another one, and I'm moving not only physically but spiritually as well. So I'm seeing you joining a soul family and waking up to a lot of your own psychic gifts, because your guides are saying that you are very psychic and that you've wanted to become even more psychic so that you would use your intuition more fully, and that going to come to you, and it looks like I'm seeing you, like, moving and making, like, a major move either very soon or right after the first of the year. So it looks like that the move is pretty quick, and it looks like that all of the things that are falling apart for you are really by your own choice, and that this new cycle that you've got coming in, is one where you kind of come into your potential and claim your power. You have really in your strength and in your courage decided to face your fears around financial fears, fears that have to do with money and security and in the 3D world. You've decided to face that and let go of the illusions that you've had around it. So your guides are saying you've been very brave and very courageous to leap into the unknown, and you will be rewarded by being happier and feeling that and they're saying your children will be much happier in this new life. You felt like that you were just walking through it almost blindfolded or dead in some way or flatlined in some way, but now that you've lost some of these paradigms and these structures around you and these realities around you, you actually feel more alive than you ever have. So it's all been, and you will not have to be deprived of financial, you know, things that you need. We'll just put it that way. You're not going to be deprived, and you're not going to suffer and be in poverty and be homeless. That's not going to be your reality. But this is all, you're coming into your power. There's a change, and within four months, you've got stabilization, integration, things all really settling in for you. But it's a whole new chapter, and it feels like one to which you're waking up to a lot of your psychic gifts. And they say it's not just your daughter that's psychic. You are as well.
That's what's up. Question? Holly, how do you feel? Holly, you there? Oh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, here we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like, that is, like, so on the money. I mean, I was even talking about that tonight, you know, like, but I've definitely felt like that. I've definitely felt happier and more alive, and I'm starting to see how the universe does support me. I don't have to have the, you know, corporate paycheck for that to happen. It's like coming out of nowhere exactly when I need it and just enough for what I need, you know, which is okay because I don't desire anymore like I used to, you know. So it's definitely,
and then you no longer
wow, that
feel
was
like
really good.
Yeah, you no longer feel like a slave to or at the mercy of corporations. You can manifest what you need for yourself and take your power back. And that's exactly what you've done. So congratulations. Good for you, Holly.
Thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You for
Holly,
the,
yeah, that's
awesome.
Great information.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, okay, all right, awesome. We're out of time. We can't take any more callers tonight. We'll try to take some next week. And Holly, thanks for calling in. I hope you heard what you needed to hear. What's that? Yeah, you're cutting out. But anyways, we're going to play one last track, and I'm going to come back and do a couple thank yous. And thank you. I want to thank you as well for Sherry for joining us tonight, and I'm sure we're going to have you on again. And right before we break, I know you mentioned to me about a new TV show that you're going to be doing. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. That is going to be starting once I get into Asheville. I'm going to have two shows. One of them is my own show, and it's called Stargate Asheville with Sherry Lassiter. And I'm going to have people on to talk about UFOs, alien contact, galactic connections, our galactic family, where a lot of the things that we've been talking about tonight. And I want to have people on that have had experiences, and just help people to understand and come to grips with this more. But that's going to start in January. It's called Stargate Nashville. And then the other show I'm participating in is as a regular guest on a show called Glow Lady TV. And I'll be doing call-in readings for people. And this
awesome.
Is with URTV, public access there in Asheville, but it also will stream online and be up on YouTube as well. So
awesome.
The call-in show starts December 17th. I've already taped one, but I'm going back for another one. And then in January, we'll start the Stargate Asheville show.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for that.
On the air. Yeah, it's really exciting. What better place to do it than Asheville?
Yeah, what a place to do it. The City of Light. We're ready for you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you, Sherry, for joining us. And if you have a chance, check out Sherry's website. It's Sherry Lassiter, CHERIELASSITER.net. And you can get her information on there. And Sherry, thank you again for joining us. And for everyone else, I'm going to play this one last track, and then we'll come back and do a couple of goodbyes. Sherry, have a great night. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Thank you. desire.